Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome back, everybody. This is our FanDuel Sportsbook episode of the week. In this episode, we will be going through the withdrawn players, the added players, the weather for the week, and a brand new segment that we're going to introduce for this episode is our single bets of the week. And then last but not least, we'll go through our matchups that we've been going through every other week you guys have listened in. But we're very excited to introduce a whole brand new segment to the show. This show usually is about 30 minutes, give or take. Now that we're introducing a brand new segment, it will probably be around 45 minutes or less, and maybe just a hair longer than that. Just kind of depends on the week, depends how many withdrawn or added players and et cetera that we have. But we like to jump right into this and go through it pretty quickly. Todd, who do we have that's withdrawn this week?
Yeah, so since this is an invitational tournament, you're not really going to see as many added players or really any, I think, because you're not – I don't think you have Monday qualifiers and stuff in invitationals. But we do have a big withdrawal this week, Daniel Berger, last week's winner. They don't have a reason, but I'm assuming it's just to get some rest.
Yeah, taking a break. He just won. He doesn't care right now.
Right, and I mean, I think, well, with the WGC being next week, but it's in Florida, it kind of starts the Florida swing, so – golf season's pretty much here.
Yeah, so I think that's probably all it is. He just won. He's like, why not take a week off? Let's get ready for the next one.
Right.
That's who really cares. He just won, so.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves a week off.
Yeah, but we usually jump right next. We could jump into our added players, and there's no added players for this week.
Yeah.
So it makes it real easy there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather going to look like?
Yeah, pretty much perfect golfing weather.
Literally perfect.
You got, you got highs in the low to mid 70s, lows in the high 40s, creeping into the 50s, later in the week. Perfect. I mean, there's no rain, while these guys are, you know, playing their practice rounds or anything like that. So, I mean, they've literally got perfect conditions.
Yeah. It's the course that you see on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when you're practicing is going to be the exact same course throughout the whole week. It's going to be a very fun tournament to watch. Of course, it is Genesis Invitational, so it's always really fun to watch. Very packed field. But great weather, so it should turn out to be a great week. So right here, usually we would jump into our matchups, but we're actually going to talk about our single bets that we have for the week. Like I said, we run everything through FanDuel Sportsbook. So, Todd, let's just jump right into it. Give me a single bet that you have this week. Give me one.
Okay, so yeah, first on my sheet here is Rory McIlroy outright winner. I don't necessarily know if I think Rory's going to win this week, but the good thing about these single bets, if they're around the lead,
there's always a cash out available.
Right. I mean, you won't get, you know, the maximum return, but we got highlighted a couple weeks ago from a guy that took Jordan Spieth at the Waste Management.
Yep. And he called his return.
Right. And he cashed out early for $480.
There's a $10 bet.
So, I mean, that's
$10
awesome.
Bet, and he cashed out early for $450. That's huge.
I'll take that return any day, even if he doesn't win.
That's awesome. But like Todd was saying, like him taking Rory, Rory might not win, but if Rory's, you know, top five on Sunday, then you can cash out for a pretty good return right there.
Yeah.
It's just easy, mate. Or you can roll the dice and hopefully he takes it home.
Right.
Your call.
Especially if you think he's playing well enough to hold on to the lead. But, I mean, like we said yesterday, it's just Rory's the kind of guy that always hangs around the top page of the leaderboard, but he doesn't get his done. He doesn't get it done as often as we would like him to.
Right. What's his odds this week to win?
He's plus 1,300.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good odds for somebody that high up. I mean, he's the second most expensive guy on FanDuel's pricing for yesterday's episode. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to toss you a couple of things. I'm pretty big on single bets. You know, I throw a lot of skin in the game on teams, but I throw a whole lot of skin on in single bets. I put all the skin in. No. So, three single bets that I have right now. I got a lot of bets this week, but three I like to highlight up here is Bryson DeChambeau outright winner. You know, he finished fifth here last year. This course pretty big on bombers. He's plus 1,800 to win.
Wow.
So, that's pretty good. Again, you can just cash out on that early if you don't really feel like he's going to. But I 100% believe that Bryson is going to be contention on Sunday. So I think that's going to be a really solid win there on my part. Two more that I want to highlight on here is Justin Thomas is plus 1,300 to win.
So he's same as Rory.
Yeah, and he's got a runner up here. And like I said, just like you said about Rory, Justin Thomas is easily – that's going to be a guy that's going to be competing. He could get it done, may not. But, again, that could be a really solid cash-out bet. And another outright winner that I have – again, I have a lot more after this. But another outright winner that I have that's a – it's pretty big odds. And I don't know if you'll be able to get the cash-out necessarily in this one. You just really got to pull for the win. It's Max Homa. Max Homa outright winner is plus 6,000 this week.
Wow.
So, hefty return there. I mean, just throw $10 on it, you get $600 if he wins.
Right.
It's pretty good. Or throw $100 on it, you get $6,000. That's the stuff that I like.
That's a lot of skin.
Yeah, that's a lot of skin. Now, well, give me another single bet that you have over there.
Okay, yeah. I've only got two outright winner bets so far. Tony Finau is my other guy.
Okay.
Obviously, he hangs around a lot. Oh, on the top of the leaderboard.
Top five king.
If there was a cash out king, it's probably going to be him. He's plus 2,800, so your return's, you know, almost double that of Rory's. So, or more than that, actually. So, I mean, it's pretty good return.
That is pretty good. That could be really solid for Tony Finau this week. You know, if you don't believe Tony Finau is going to win, Tony Finau top five is plus 550.
That's also a good
great odds.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. One of my single bets of Tony Finau is I have Tony Finau as a top 10 this week, and he's plus 200 as a top 10. So, again, that's really good odds right there, in my opinion. Plus 200, that's a solid underdog.
For a guy that finishes runner-up in the top five as much as he does.
I have a bet right here that I just felt like it was an absolute no-brainer. I think it's almost rude what the odds are at. But it's Adam Scott at top 10 is plus 320.
For the defending champion?
Two-time champion.
Well, yeah, that too, but
and
wow.
And three-time runner-up, Adam Scott, is a plus 320 as a top 10.
Oh, wow, I might have to go make that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – I don't understand where they got that from. Adam Scott top five is plus 650.
Plus 3,100 for outright winner.
Yeah, he could go back-to-back. He loves his golf course.
Yeah, he does.
But I got a couple more here. I was pretty high on JT Poston yesterday, and JT Poston just for a top 30 is plus 250. And he hasn't finished outside the top 25 here. So I feel like JT Poston top 30 plus 250, and he's playing a great golf
right now.
Yeah,
he's finally getting it going.
Yeah, I think that's a lock. And then two other placement bets that I have. I have a few more outright winners, but – two more placement bets that I have is Cam Smith, top 20, is plus 240, which when he's played – now, he's played here three times.
One kind of scares me a little, even though Cam Smith's one of my boys.
Right.
I don't really have the boys like you do, but if I did, Cam Smith would probably be one of them.
See, Cam Smith missed a cut last year, and the year before that it was tied 55th, I believe. But then the year before that, he was fourth. So,
okay.
I feel like Cam Smith could light it up this week. He's on a lot of my FanDuel teams this week. But Cam Smith top 20 is a bet I'm taking. It's plus 240, so that's a big one for me. Now, the last placement bet that I have this week, which I think is huge, is Carlos Ortiz is plus 600 for top 10.
Wow. I've got him too, but top 20 finish.
I feel like Carlos Ortiz might win this whole thing.
True.
He could. But, I mean, plus 600 for top 10, that's really good odds.
Yeah, I mean, his top 20 placement bets plus 240 is what I got it at.
That's really good. I like to see that.
That's the only thing I guess we should highlight is sometimes the odds will change a little. So,
of course,
what we say may not be
maybe
accurate.
A little better or worse the following day. But, you know, I mean, still, they'll always be around this ballpark.
I'm interested to – I wish I knew what Berger was at. I feel like – you know, if he's not in the field, I guess, you know, you could probably – I wonder if it boosts up anybody else's or, you know, you're getting rid of a big player there.
Honestly, may. Now, do you have any other single bets?
No, those are my three. Like I said, I had Carlos Ortiz top 20 finish, but I'm like you. I feel like he can do a lot better than that.
Yeah, I 100% think he can. It's now, if you really want to get really scary with it, Carlos Ortiz – for a top five finish is plus 1,300. Now, I'm not taking top five finish. I'm taking top 10 at plus 600. But I have three more outright winners just because I got a good feeling about it. Cam Smith, outright winner, is plus 9,000 this week.
Wow.
Those are good odds.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fun. Jordan Spieth, who I'm also very high on this week, is plus 4,000 to win. So, and he's had really good finishes here. So that could be an easy snag, or that could be a solid cash out bet. Now, the one that I'm really pulling for, and we just talked about him a lot, Carlos Ortiz is plus 7,000 to win. And I 100% believe that he could win this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a – Carlos Ortiz, that's a fun payday. $10 down or something, get $700. Or if you really want to get crazy with it, put the $100 down, let's get $7,000.
So the only thing that made me nervous about Carlos Ortiz before we started recording for this show was I watched, like, PJ Tour, you know, on the practice round days, they kind of do flashback posts on Instagram or whatever. So they did one post of Scott Piercy, who we also mentioned yesterday.
Right.
He had this one instance where he went back and forth in a bunker like five times and made a double. That's the only thing that worries me about Carlos Ortiz, because if anybody watched the Farmers Insurance when he had his meltdown, he hit it in like seven bunkers.
There is a lot of bunkers here. That's
so that's the only thing that worries me about.
Well, let's pray that he's worked on his bunker game since.
You would think so.
let's pray. But that's all I have for my single bets this week. It's a whole brand new segment I wanted to add, because a lot of people like to, if you don't like making teams or like yesterday's episode, then this is a good way to put a lot of extra skin in the game.
Yep.
Or if you like doing both like me, then I like to do both.
If you have a problem, you could do both like we do.
But you got anything else for single bets?
Nope.
All right. Well, without further ado, we're going to jump straight into our matchups part of the episode. You know, we've been doing this the last 2 weeks. Now, Todd and I last week said that we're going to be competing against each other on the ones that we disagree on. And old me, Jackson, had a fun week against Todd.
Yeah, I got my butt kicked.
Yes. Todd and I's matchups, I took Patrick Cantlay to finish better over Paul Casey. I won that one. I took Stallings over Snedeker. I won that one. And now our third one, I
literally got handed my only win.
Yes, you literally did. So it was, we looked into this matchup. There's James Hahn versus Russell Knox. And if you listen to last week's episode, I literally said, I think Russell Knox is going to do better. But just so everybody else can have the win, I'll take James Hahn, because if I bet on Russell Knox, he won't do well.
Right.
But so Todd won the Russell Knox one. He beat James Hahn.
Gee,
so
thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hand it to you on a silver platter.
Yeah.
And I took Brendan Steele over Harold Varner. Brendan Steele won. And I took Chris Kirk over Brendan Grace, and Chris Kirk won. So
that's what I get for not going with my boy Kirk.
Yeah, it's true. But so I beat Todd 4-1. Technically, if you really look at it, it was just 4-0, because that one is kind of weird. But
yeah, that one's an outlier.
It's 4-1.
But so I'll write one in the win column just fine. To make me feel good.
So I'm 4-1 on my matchup record. Todd's 1-4. Now, we are competing for a prize. We're still trying to figure out what that prize is, but we are competing for something. So, like I said before, this week we're going to compete once again. So, let's jump right into the matchups. Todd, start us off with our first matchup of the week.
All right. So, we're starting with the favorite in Dustin Johnson going up against John Rahm. Johnson is actually the heavy favorite at minus 152.
Before you keep going, for anybody that's just listening into this week, explain how these matchups work.
Okay. Yeah. So, basically, you're going to see matchups against two similarly tiered guys.
Similar players. It's, you know, like the tier A guys versus tier A guys.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not a huge – I mean, you do see a lot of difference, I guess, in like, you know, one's favorited over the other. But
yeah. For the most part, it's – go ahead.
For the most part, it's the similar caliber players.
Yeah, usually we never see anything more than minus like 170 or plus 170 with these odds. But like Todd just said, it's going to be, you know, like the first matchup's Dustin versus Rahm, so that's very close. But you're never going to see like Dustin Johnson versus like Peter Malnati or something like that.
Right.
You just won't see stuff. But so that's how FanDuel Sportsbook gets their matchups together. They paired very similar players, and sometimes we feel like there's a genuine winner.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost a no-brainer. But we'll see jumping in. So again, before I interrupt you again, go ahead.
No, you're good. So yeah, like I said, DJ versus Rahm. DJ's minus 152, Rahm's plus 120.
What do you think?
I don't know. I kind of want to lean Rahm just for the odds.
Really?
But
I think DJ will finish better than Rom.
Yeah, I mean, DJ's what, a week removed from his win over in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, a week or maybe even two.
So
it's one.
So, I mean, he's probably rested up, I would say. He's probably good to go.
John hasn't played in a week either.
That is true. I don't know. I'll probably lean Dustin Johnson.
I'm going to agree with you.
Just for the sake of he's the best player in the world right now.
Yeah, Rom could definitely easily finish better than Dustin Johnson, but I think Dustin's – I think he's going to finish better. That's not a matchup I'll be taking, but, again, we there are certain matchups in here that we take, and there's other ones we just go over in case you wanted to take them.
Right.
Now, but that's not one I'm taking, but I do think Dustin will beat Rom, though. But next matchup, this is a good one. Justin Thomas -112 and Rory McIlroy -112. I think we're going to disagree on this one right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah, I'm taking Justin over Rory.
I am too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about your boy Rory. You're a big Rory guy.
I am, but I could honestly see both of these guys being inside the top five, and if I got to pick one to get it done, I mean, right now it's JT.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, they both kind of have a fair share of, like, fumbling during a tournament.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like JT's ability to close it out is a lot better than Rory's.
I agree with you. That might be one I'd take. Justin Thomas -112 or Rory. I think I'd probably take that one. I like those odds.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and take the next one.
All right, we got Patrick Cantlay against Xander Schauffele, both at -112.
These are great matchups.
Yeah, very hard to pick. I'm probably going to lean my boy Xander. I mentioned him yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah, okay, convince me. Because, you know, Xander's last two finishes both runner-ups. But Cantlay, I mean, he's on a roll.
He is on a roll. We're still in California.
Xander's
still
on Poana Greens. Forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
Patrick has not.
No, and you're coming off Patrick's, you know, not necessarily debacle, but
he didn't tie the course record last week, and he still didn't win.
Right.
Which is just mind-boggling considering of his talent.
Yeah, you would think you'd just keep the foot on the gas pedal, but
he did the same thing at the American Express. He killed it those last 2 days.
Well, I mean, technically, last time we saw Xander, he did the same thing.
It's true.
So
you like Xander?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Xander. You gonna pick your boy Cantlay again to do a matchup?
Yeah. I'll take Cantlay over Xander.
Okay.
I think that's a good matchup there. Yeah, but I'll take Patrick Cantlay over Xander. Both -112, so great odds. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'll take you on in that one. That's our first one
right.
of the week. Now, next up, we have Bryson DeChambeau at -164 and Brooks Koepka at +138. I think Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, I do sure. too. I didn't really see any course history for Koepka.
Yeah. Now, last time we saw Koepka win a tournament such as the Phoenix Open, he kind of went on a grind afterwards. You know, he was really up there all the time.
So, I mean, I'm interested to see what he does because, he's kind of got that stigma of he doesn't really show up to play unless it's a major.
Yeah.
This is pretty much a major field.
Yeah, it's a big field.
So, you know, he could show up again, but I don't know. Maybe he just put it on coast up until Masters or whatever to get his game to peak there.
Maybe. I also think just because Bryson has a top five finish here, and Bryson's obviously he's still in the mindset that he wants to prove something.
Mm-hmm.
And this course favors the Bombers.
Yeah.
I think Bryson definitely finishes better than Brooks Koepka this week.
I don't like the odds enough to take it, but I agree.
Now,
with
-164 is not exactly my favorite thing. But no. It's not bad odds, but I'm not going to take it. But, okay, take the next one.
We got Victor Hovland against Colin Morikawa. So, both of last year's
rookies. We didn't talk about any of these guys last week.
We didn't.
Or not last week, yesterday.
We didn't. And I think Colin Morikawa may be a sneaky play also just because he is from California and he does have his major victory last year in California.
So, you think Colin finishes better than Victor?
I do, yeah.
I disagree.
Really?
Boom.
All righty. We'll go ahead and write that one down.
I'm taking Victor. I think – we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I think Victor is just one of those young guys that's really looking to keep it going. Yeah, he's had some great finishes this year already.
Morikawa's had a lot of time off, too. He hasn't played in a couple weeks.
And the thing that I've noticed about Morikawa is, well, one, he's one of the most consistent golfers right now.
Yeah.
But, and when the course that he played here last year, and Colin Morikawa was, I believe, outside the top 25 last year here. Now, Hovland, I don't believe he played here last year, but I could see Hovland just barely finishing better than Morikawa. maybe. I'm going to eat my words on that. I think I might regret that one, but so you're taking Colin.
Yeah, I like Colin.
Well, Colin's plus 108, so you got the better odds for sure. But we'll move on. So we disagree on that one too.
Yep.
So now next up, this is, in my opinion, absolute no-brainer here.
Yeah, I'm not touching one of these guys.
Adam Scott, minus 118. Hideki Matsuyama, minus 108.
Adam Scott all day long.
For sure. Minus 118 is not bad odds either.
I mean, Matsuyama's got – he doesn't have as good of course history as Adam Scott does, but – I mean, he does have good course history, but I've got to see something. Like we said last week, Hideki has got to show me something. Yeah. He's just playing so bad.
He's playing awful, especially compared to how he used to play. Adam Scott's one of – he's such a good golfer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, two-time champ, three-time runner-up. Adam Scott should easily get it done again this week.
Mm-hmm.
He'll definitely take out Matsuyama.
But yeah, I mean, Scott's one of those guys, kind of like Tiger, where, you know, he has his select few tournaments that he shows up and always plays well at. And there's really only a handful of guys on tour that I think can really do that.
Yeah.
And Scott's definitely one of them.
I could see Adam Scott maybe winning a major this year.
Augusta again?
Maybe. Augusta's going to be fun this year.
Yeah,
I'm excited. There's like a handful of like six guys that I really am like, one of these guys is winning.
Did you end up making a singles bet for
Jordan Spieth?
Spieth winning?
Yeah, so I already have a single bet on Jordan Spieth to win the Masters outright, and I got him at plus 2,900. And I haven't looked at his odds since, but actually, no, I can take a quick look at it real quick. Yeah, here it is right here. Jordan Spieth to win the Masters.
He's down to plus 1,600.
Yeah. To outright win the Masters now, he's plus 1,600. I snagged him at plus 2,900. So, you know, you go take him while you can. Plus 1,600 is still pretty good. But, you know, I got him at plus 2,900. No big deal. But so, moving on to the next matchup. We have Jordan Spieth at minus 112 versus Bubba Watson at minus 112.
I think you might as well start writing this one down.
You're going to disagree with Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
Oh, you're a fool.
Just because this
is a three-time champ.
Well, he's a three-time champ. He's not playing terrible golf, but Spieth, I'm really interested to see what he does on a golf course where, you know, you can bomb and gouge it, but you also got to get it in play.
It's true. So, Spieth's driver's looking bad. But yeah. Everything else besides Spieth's driver's looking good.
Right. He gets it figured out. He probably beats Bubba, you know, going away easy. But
maybe. But Bubba can shape the ball however he wants to.
Right.
So, but we'll disagree. So that's three matchups we're disagreeing on so far. Go ahead and take the next one. We're disagreeing on this one, too.
Will Zalatoris versus Mark Leishman.
My boy. Yeah. My number one boy.
Zalatoris is minus 142. Mark Leishman's plus 108. Yeah, we're probably disagreeing on this one. I'm going to go with my boy Willie Z.
Oh, I'm taking my boy, the Leishman. Leish daddy. He's finishing better than Zalatoris. I don't care. It's happening. Mark Leishman's plus 108. I'm taking that one.
I'm probably not going to take it just because minus 142 is not great odds.
Fair. But Mark Leishman, that's my boy. Excited. Next up, we got Scottie Scheffler at minus 126 versus Joaquin Niemann at minus 102. Clear winner in my eyes.
Joaquin. Yeah, that's probably another guy we should have talked about yesterday.
Joaquin Niemann, now he doesn't have the greatest course history here, but he is a great golfer.
He really emerged at the restart.
Yeah. I can 100% see Joaquin Niemann finishing in the top 10 this week. I could really see it. But Scottie Scheffler might miss the cut.
Yeah, he had a lot of hype around him when he played at Harding Park at the PGA Championship, and then it's really fizzled out, I think. Gone.
But, yeah, I'll definitely take Joaquin Niemann minus 102. I'll probably take that.
All right, so this next matchup, we got Carlos Ortiz going against Matthew Wolf. This is an odd matchup. Ortiz is minus 152. Matthew Wolf's plus 122.
If you listen to past episodes, Todd cannot stand Matthew Wolf anymore.
Well, I just don't like the excuse of, oh, I've got blisters on my hands just because I played a bad round, so I'm going to WD.
Yeah.
And then show up the next week and play fine.
You can't. Todd bet so high on Matthew Wolf.
I was so high on him, Wolf, and then he just
it was awful.
Destroyed my hopes and dreams.
So Carlos Ortiz minus 152. You like Carlos?
Yeah, I don't like it enough to take it, but
yeah, just minus 152 isn't great odds. But Carlos Ortiz, yeah, Carlos Ortiz is gonna finish great. Matthew Wolf might not even finish in the top 30.
Yeah.
So, definitely Carlos Ortiz over Matthew Wolf.
I'm pretty sure Wolf missed the cut like by a thousand last year. Like I was looking through and I vividly
he was the bottom of the leaderboard.
Yes, at the cut line. He was at the very bottom.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah, so I'm not touching him.
Next up is Russell Henley -118 versus Cam Davis, another one of my boys at -108. I'm taking Cam Davis for sure.
Yeah, I am too, and that I might actually take that one. That seems like a pretty solid bet.
Yeah, -108, that's pretty good odds. And I think, like I said, Cam Davis, I said it yesterday, Cam Davis has done nothing but impress me this year. And I think if he can get it done here, then he's going to start establishing himself as an elite player right now.
And, I mean, maybe we're wrong. Russell Henley may just not be getting the respect he deserves. I mean, because he's got good finishes this season.
Yeah.
Not necessarily here. But, yeah, I just think Cameron Davis is playing so well right now, it's hard to go against him.
I believe you. I think -108, Cam Davis for sure. You got the next one.
We got Max Homa going up against Abraham Answer, both -112.
Two youngins right there.
I like Abraham Answer, but in this matchup, I think I'm going to go towards Homa.
I'm going Homa, too. He's just playing such good golf here, and he has great course history. You
know, this does not seem like a golf course that fits Answer at all.
I 100% agree. I think Max Homa, you could possibly see him win this week. I said that last week as well. But Max Homa is going to play great again, I think. He's just on such a tear right now, and I think he's just building up his confidence. So he's not looking at, like, if you follow him on Twitter and see his, like, post-game interviews – he doesn't talk about, like, well, man, like, I really wish I could have, like, squeaked in this last putt or could have won. Like, he looks at it as in, like, wow, I just finished seventh. Like, and I just, like, finished ninth the week before that. Like, I'm on a tear.
Yeah, so, I'm making fat stacks.
Yeah, making a lot of money right now. So, yeah, Max Homa definitely is going to carry in all of his momentum into this week. He'll take out Abraham Answer maybe even by 20 or 30 spots.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could see that, actually.
But next up is Sergio Garcia at -112 versus Matthew Fitzpatrick at -112.
I think I'm pretty sure Fitzpatrick's the first European to really make the trek over here. There's still a lot of Europeans that normally play on the Florida swing that isn't here, like, you know, Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
He normally plays. Paul Casey's not playing again. So he's one of the first Europeans. I'm probably going to go with Sergio.
I was about to say, I'm going with Sergio. Sergio has great course history here. And if you looked at yesterday, my WGC Mexico course comparison, Sergio has great finishes at that course as well. Yeah, definitely Sergio over Matthew this week. I agree. -112, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So next up we got Cameron Tringale versus Cameron Smith.
We're disagreeing.
Tringale's -116, Smith's -112. Really? You think so?
Are you going to take Tringale?
No.
Oh.
Heck no.
Okay, then we're going to agree.
Because I don't think this golf course fits him either.
Well, I'm definitely taking Cam Smith. Cam Smith might win this week. I think what I've seen from Cam Smith, since I think Cam Smith knows he can play at the Masters now. And from what I've seen from his course records at other, like, throughout his seasons, I've looked into it pretty heavily yesterday. Cam Smith tends to really start to get his game together at, like close to the majors, where he knows he can play well at, and he knows he can play well at Augusta. It might be a little too early now. You know, we're still, like, 2 months away from the Masters, but he has good course finishes here.
Well, I'd say somebody like him, too, probably views the Players as not necessarily a major, but
– that's also true.
If there was ever a sub-tier – It's the Players.
Players is the fifth major. We all know that.
So, yeah. I mean, he could be getting his game ready for that, too, which is in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's coming up here pretty soon. I think it's in 3 weeks. That's exciting. But, both taking Cam Smith, -112?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so next one is Corey Connors at -128 versus Kevin Streelman at +108. Kevin Streelman.
I just haven't seen a whole lot from Corey Connors.
I don't know why, but the Tour is like they've hyped him up almost every week so far, and he hasn't done anything every week so far.
No,
so Kevin Streelman +102. I'd probably take that.
I don't really like neither of these guys good enough to take it, but I think Streelman's the move.
Okay, well, you got the next one.
Sam Burns going up against last week's runner up Maverick McNealy. Sam Burns is -126. McNealy's +100. Mm. Definitely going with Sam Burns here. I don't think this golf course suits McNealy.
I completely agree there. Sam Burns, he's played here before. He finished 23rd last year. And I think Sam Burns, he's not a bomber, but he hits it a long way enough. And he's like kind of the same section as Cam Davis. He's young and he's on the rise right now.
True.
And I think Sam Burns definitely get done. Maverick Neely is a great player, and plus 100, that's good odds. But last week, he was runner-up last week. That's also the shortest course on tour.
Yeah,
so
true.
This is a bomber course. So, Sam Burns for sure. So, next one. Of course.
Two crapshoots on tour now.
Ricky Fowler minus 142 versus Gary Woodland at plus 108.
I don't really know how they can justify putting Fowler as such a favorite.
I think both these guys are going to miss the cut.
That's honestly what I think,
too. So it might be Gary Woodland tied 78th and Ricky tied 75th or something.
Yeah.
I take Ricky Fowler over Gary. Gary Woodland's just playing. And Ricky Fowler's playing terrible, too. But
yeah, well, Gary really made me mad a couple weeks ago. So so I'm going to go with Fowler. I can see both of them missing the cut, but Fowler's going to miss the cut by less.
That's terrible. All right, next up, you got it.
Matt Kuchar versus Charlie Hoffman, both minus 112. Charlie Hoffman had a sneaky good week at Pebble.
Yeah, he did. Now, before that, we were complaining about him because he kept withdrawing.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing that scares me about taking him is I just don't know when the dude's going to WD. And, like, when we started noticing how much he was withdrawing, I kind of looked into him a little bit. He's kind of notorious for doing it.
Oh, really?
Like, he's withdrawn a lot.
Huh, interesting. I think it was funny because we were looking into the draws and we were complaining that he might withdraw during the Phoenix Open. Well, he's sponsored by Waste Management.
So they're like, you are not.
You literally can't withdraw from this one. So
we'll get you the automatic club that hits it for you.
Yeah.
Before we let you leave.
So you're taking Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to disagree.
Going to go with Cooch?
I'm going to go with Kuchar. If you listen to yesterday's episode, Kuchar played well his last tournament he played in, but Kuchar has great course history here, and Kuchar is definitely at the age to where, I mean, he'll probably play well on the courses that he's played well at before.
Right.
Now, he's not a bomber anymore by any means. He really was never a bomber, but he...
There's just certain places, even if it doesn't technically fit your game, that you can find a way to get it around.
Yeah, he's played very well here. He has a runner-up here. I think Kuchar can definitely get it done this week. I mentioned him in last week. He's not in any of my lineups, but he could play well this week. But it's scary because near the end of last season, he was just playing horrendous golf. I mean, it was just bad. But I'll take him over Charlie Hoffman. We disagree.
Yep.
All right, that's five in the books right now. Next up. You got it.
All right. We got Dustin Johnson against Justin Thomas. Johnson, the heavy favorite at minus 152. JT's plus 126.
Who you got?
I don't know. Odds-wise, I want to go JT.
But who's going to take it, though? Who's going to win?
I kind of want to lean JT.
Me too.
Honestly.
I thought we were going to disagree there. Yeah, I think Dustin, you know, Dustin might get you your top five per the huge.
Yeah.
But Justin Thomas might get you like third or possibly win. So I like Justin Thomas, and Justin Thomas plus 126.
He's due for a win too.
Yeah, he is. I think Justin over DJ.
Yeah.
I agree. Next up, John Rahm minus 134 versus Rory McIlroy at plus 112. Are you gonna take your boy?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Rory over Rahm.
I agree. That's going to be another situation. You know, Rahm might be like 12th, but Rory's like 7th.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of deals. But Rory plus 112, that's good odds.
I could definitely see both of these guys like backdooring a top 10.
Yeah.
You know, like hovering around, you know, 25th the whole week and then pop off on Sunday and, you know, sneak in the top 10. I can definitely see both of those guys doing that.
I agree with you. I think that's going to be exciting. All right. So now we have Xander Schauffele at minus 126 versus Bryson DeChambeau at minus 108. Who are you taking?
Probably, I don't know, because this goes against everything I said yesterday as far as picking Xander.
Taking Bryson, huh?
Yeah, I think I have to.
I'm taking Bryson as well. I defended him earlier, which kills me to defend him because I don't like him. But
I now, have these odds been like switched?
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, well, Bryce is minus 102. I'm taking him over Xander.
Yeah, I think I will too.
All right. Well, you got the next one.
Patrick Cantlay against Brooks Koepka. Cantlay's -135. Kepka's -105.
Cantlay.
Yeah, I'm probably going Cantlay.
Yeah. No, we kind of justified both those earlier. Yeah. Cantlay for sure.
Yep.
Next up is Scottie Scheffler -112 versus Will Zalatoris at -112.
Zalatoris.
Zalatoris for sure. Like I said, Scottie Scheffler might miss the cut, but definitely. All right, you got the next one.
Scottie Scheffler again against Jordan Spieth. Scheffler's okay. -126, Spieth +100.
Spieth plus, taking it. Spieth. Spieth over Scheffler. +100, I'm taking that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I'm not quite as confident with Spieth this week as you are, but I like him better than Scheffler.
That's fair. All right, take our last one, Todd.
All right, we got Tony Finau against Brooks Koepka. Finau's -142, Koepka's +108. I'm going to probably go Finau. I'm not taking it, but I'm definitely going Finau.
I agree with you. Tony Finau is definitely going to finish better than Koepka, I think, just because Tony Finau is literally the top five king or the runner-up king, whatever right. you want to say.
Yeah.
All right, well, that will do it for us here on the FanDuel Sportsbook episode. Now, Todd and I are competing with each other. We have five in the books again. You know, I took Cantlay over Xander. I took Victor over Colin Morikawa. Spieth over Bubba Watson. Mark Leishman over Will Zalatoris. And Kuchar over Hoffman. This is going to be another interesting week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Todd can redeem himself from
I need
week.
To. I need to.
That was not good.
Starting out like the old school Cleveland Browns right now.
Yeah. But don't forget to follow us on social media at Morning Moly for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Moly, M-U-L-L-I. Or go check out our website or listen to the podcast there at www.themorningmulligans.com. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you tune in next week for a Tuesday and Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. You know, Tuesday is our picks analysis episode, and Wednesday is our FanDuel Sportsbook episode of the week. Hope you guys enjoyed everything. And one more quick little thing before we jump off here. Start sending us your picks for the week.
Yeah.
If you take any of our matchups or you got a lineup that you made or single bets, screenshot them, send it to us. You know, if you're winning or if you just want to get out there, we'd love to repost you or we'd love to show you off to everybody because it's great publicity for all of us and it's just a really fun thing to do.
Right.
So keep that all in mind. Again, Morning Moly for all of our social medias. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.